Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're going to jump right into the news here because we have a special ANN correspondent joining us.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There is a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. For 10 weeks, they bought lunch from their restaurant clients for over 300 essential frontline staff, enhancing employee safety while giving local Bay Area restaurants much needed financial support. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Did you tell me yesterday they just donated a ton of money too?
Yeah, they're doing really good stuff right now.
Yay, Fremont Bank.
And they've stayed with us, which is very nice.
Yes, thank you for supporting us.
We appreciate their support, and we try to make sure they get the support they need as well.
Yep.
All right, so let's begin with our guy, Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area, who's calling in now to hopefully help us get to the bottom of what's been going on with Tesla and, frankly, any other thing that Scott wants to tell us. I'm in.
Hey, guys.
Good morning, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Good morning.
Last week when we talked, I took off on one direction, and we never got to one of the things that you wanted to talk about. So tell us what's going on in Fremont at the Tesla factory.
Well, this has been kind of a fascinating story, as everything with Tesla involves CEO Elon Musk and Twitter and how much trouble he's gotten into and how much attention he's taking away from the company. And it kind of erupted into this battle over, do we loosen the restrictions that we've been talking about for, you know, restaurants and other buildings on the Tesla auto plant? It started about a week and a half ago during an earning report, which has otherwise for Tesla gone really well. They're profitable again. They're cranking out a lot of cars. The stock price is way up. Everybody seems happy. And then Elon Musk, at the very end of the call, decides to kind of go on a rant and talk about how locking down the buildings are fascist and we need to open things up. And Alameda County and the city of Fremont and the Bay Area in general has been like, wait a minute, we thought we were doing the right thing here. We don't want to bring people back shoulder to shoulder, you know, at an automaking plant. We want to stay closed, lower the curve, all that stuff. Musk goes on Twitter to say, you know, free America, free Tesla. And it kind of spiraled from there. He said, we're going to open the plant. We're going to move if they don't let us open the plant. I mean, literally move the whole company. He filed suit against Alameda County. And all these things just kind of locking down in a row, just what seemed to be a pretty good-natured relationship between the county and the company. I mean, mm-hmm. The company is generating a lot of tax revenue and creating a lot of jobs for Alameda County. They don't want to mess this up. And then all of a sudden, their CEO is talking about fascism and, you know, red pill and locking down. And it was just the strangest thing to watch unfold. And there is still a lawsuit, even as the two sides seem to have come to some sort of an agreement. And now Tesla workers are back at work building cars again.
Oh, so they are working today. Like they're clocking in a few minutes then.
Yeah, they had come to an agreement that as of this week, they would be able to go back. And initially it was, hey, let's let you go back to 30%. But I've been up there for the last few weeks. They were already somewhere around 30%, and I think they're even higher now.
Oh.
I think to an extent, the county is kind of turning the other cheek and saying, we're going to look the other way and absorb all these insults. We really don't want Tesla to move.
So the screaming baby throwing a tantrum wins because he has $1 million. Or actually, let me rephrase it, a zillion
dollars. Right.
Yeah.
I love that when, you know, rich screaming babies throw their tantrums and then they bend the rules just for, you know, honestly, Alameda County's kind of opening themselves up to other businesses suing them too. Like, really, this guy gets to, but we don't?
Well,
like, that's not right.
And we're doing a lot of that.
I don't know what you know about the history of that particular plant, but at one point I thought that was the Seagate building. Is that right?
Well, so the automotive plant where the cars are built used to be General Motors and then this sort of joint Japan-U.S. automaker called NUMMI, which was GM and Toyota, and then Tesla took it over. If you go down the freeway a little bit, it was the Seagate building. And actually, there is a Seagate building there. It was also a failed solar company building, and that's where Tesla is doing its solar plant. Remember, Tesla bought a solar company.
Oh, okay, that's what it was. All right.
Yeah.
So, but I guess my point was going to be that them taking up these abandoned buildings has been really good for Fremont, and I imagine the last thing they want to do is see Texas take that business from them. And I
exactly.
can see why politicians might feel like they have to. I mean, it's the same kind of thing they deal with in San Francisco, where they've made incentives because they want to certain, you know, big companies in a part of town that's not exactly
thriving.
I don't even. Yeah. And then, you know, they find themselves going, wow, we gave them big tax breaks. That's money that we should maybe not have let go. But I don't know.
Yeah. It's the kind of thing you see every once in a while.
People, there's benefits.
Right.
Yeah. And they gave them a lot of benefits and they reap the rewards. I mean, they've gone from abandoned buildings to fully staffed buildings to, you know, full-time salaries, and that helps the tax base. You've got
right.
a stock price that has tripled in the last year and a half. That has gone to the stock, you know, the tax base when people cash in. So it's really been great for the county. It helps put them on the map to know you've got this world-renowned car maker there. But it does look awkward when, A, like Sarah said, what are the other buildings going to say? And, B, what if you get a whole bunch of COVID cases that come
yeah.
out of this? Then you look bad and you look weak and you look like you really didn't care for the people who work there. And that's a big, big concern right now.
If a person is working at the Tesla factory today, have they, and I'm actually asking because I don't know, what rights do they have if they've gone back to work knowing that they could get sick? Are they in a position where they could say, Tesla made me go back too soon and now I'm sick and I'm suing? Or is that like, sorry, bub.
That's a great question, and it's kind of a gray area because all the memos, at least those that we've seen from either Elon Musk or the Tesla HR people, will say, look, if you're not comfortable, don't come back to work.
Right.
On the other hand, this is a company that has not had a great record when it comes to treating its factory workers. We've heard from some of those factory workers who say, hey, we're pushed too hard, we're ordered to work overtime, and we don't know how much of that is disgruntled people, but we have heard a number of complaints from workers who say we've all but been forced to go to work, and some even protested, a small number, but some protested outside the plant to say, hey, we don't want to go back in because we're worried about our health and the health of our families, not to mention the health of our coworkers. You know, the more we gather, the more we risk not just us, but those who we're gathering with. And so there's a lot of this concern right now. At a time when the CEO has not only become a billionaire off the stock price, but is tweeting out just bizarre things. He's tweeting out, I'm going to sell
unstable.
All my houses. Yeah, it's and so you get the shareholders who otherwise would be very happy with Tesla's performance saying, okay, we like this company. We like the future. We're a little worried about the guy at the top. Is there a way to just, I mean, people have actually filed suit to try to get him to stay off Twitter. That didn't work. but it's you just see like
Twitter,
be quiet and do the job, and maybe we'll all just make money and be happy. You know, it's just a strange situation that we haven't seen in a while with flamboyant CEOs up here.
Right. Well, he's winning. There's no doubt that right now, at least, he's out in front of everything. Let me ask you one last question, because I know that I've said this on the air a couple times, although we do very different work from someone who works at the Fremont plant. If our company says, sorry, bring it in, we need you to broadcast from San Francisco, I would go. And I may have to figure out different scenario at home, but I would absolutely be going to work. I need the money. I'm
well, that's
curious.
It. People need to keep their jobs. And if
right.
it, you know, if it's the difference between having it and not, you're going to do it, even if it puts you at risk.
I'm curious about your job, Scott Budman, as the premier, you know, NBC Bay Area reporter. You're out
wow.
in the streets. And reporting from the scene of all these places, have you and your family discussed, like, should we be doing this? Should you be sleeping somewhere else? Have those conversations happened, or is this just the way what's got to be done to get the bills paid, period? the end?
No, I mean, yes, we've had that conversation, and I take this seriously, and so do the people I work with. As one of the people who are out on the street, I guess the answer is I've really tried to stay off the street as much as possible. It's been 9-10 weeks now, and I can count on two hands the number of interviews I've done, even with a long mic stick and everything. Almost probably 90% of what I've done has been over FaceTime. And I find, even when we're outside of a building shooting that building, if I can call the person and say, look, you know, we can approach and stand 6 feet apart, I'd rather do this by FaceTime. Just point your phone at yourself, and they do it, and they appreciate it. I appreciate it. Our families appreciate it.
Right.
The photographer I'm with appreciates it. So we've really tried to use technology in a way that I used to use if I was talking to you and you were in, like, Europe. And now, you down the street, you know, I'll say, hey, let's do this by phone. And I think the viewers at home expect it to look that way. It doesn't look as good as usual, but I think everybody understands. And it's kind of the message I want to get out. Like, hey, we're doing the news. We're trying to get as much information out. But look, we're trying to do this in a way
that's safe
and thoughtful. Yeah, and careful. And
I'm getting used to it, actually. It's funny. It's interesting that you say that. You know, it's the way we used to do things when someone was in Europe. But now it has become, like, if you watch any news, there's people at home. If they're lucky enough to have a green screen, it looks a little more newsy. But it's, you know, for the most part, we're getting used to this.
I'm a little envious of them. Some of the setups at home are looking nice.
They're so pro.
They are. All right, so thank you, Scott, so much. And we're getting texts from people who are talking about this.
Scott, I think, had a recommendation for something to watch, Vinny, for you.
Oh, what's this? Before you go, what is your television rec?
Brent and I were talking about this. Yeah, if you haven't seen The Last Dance on ESPN, check it out.
The Last Dance. That's the NBA. That's the Michael Jordan thing.
Yeah.
You like it?
I liked it, and if you're my age, you grew up on late 80s, early 90s, you know, hip hop, and it's all over there, and it's amazingly done, the music, the interviews, and one of the winners in all of this, people are asking me all the time what businesses are winning, you know, obviously Netflix and Zoom, a lot of these companies, whether it's Instagram and their sort of rap battles or ESPN pushing out a 10-part documentary, they know we're here, they know we're a captive audience, and we're actually getting some really good content, which fuels the perception that, hey, we're going to get a lot of entertainment and content this way deep into the future. So good for them for putting this stuff out.
Right. Cool. All right, Scott Budman, thank you so much. We always appreciate you.
Great to talk to you.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
The first text on my list, it says from 4 and 5, stay safe, Scott Budman. We love the ANN. Great job.
We don't want to lose anyone on the ANN. That's for
sure. We
need all the nerds we can get. Woo.
She didn't mean that.
I know she
didn't.
Huh?
What? The nerd
a lot of people have written in saying Tesla never shut down, and they were at 35% the whole time. Let's see. I work for the city of Fremont. The city is totally turning a blind eye to Tesla. They've been operating at least 35% since March. They refuse to shut down. It's so unfair to the small businesses that were shut down.
It's incredibly unfair, and I'll bet you that Alameda is going to be sorry that they didn't take a harder stance. People are pissed, and I lose my business over this, and Tesla got to stay in power because of the baby throwing the tantrum, I'm going to sue.
Probably. Yeah, I don't think you're
wrong. And if I work at Tesla and get, somebody in my family dies of coronavirus that I brought home to them, I'm also going to sue. Like, I don't know who they think they're helping here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. 707 says, Vinny, are you jealous that Jane loves Sarah more now? Yeah, I'm incredibly jealous.
Oh,
absolutely.
Don't be jealous.
But me and Krems have a budding relationship.
Please, Krems loves me too. Don't.
No, he does not.
Don't make me crush your dreams again. Me and Lightning Mike, we got something special that no one can take away from us.
God, you just can't let me have a thing.
You can have my crumbs. It's fine.
Oh, thank you. Coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'll do... you know what? Mo Mandel's coming up.
You're going to do Mo Mandel.
I'm going to do Mo Mandel. I spread it so thin. Everybody but you guys. After this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.